I just love that. Welcome to Awakenings. I'm your host, Michelle Mache, and that was a little Breathe by the Urban Myth Club. I just love that. Absolutely love that piece of music. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone in the chat. Welcome, everyone listening via iTunes and, of course, later on in the archives as well. Everyone's coming into the sacred space of empowerment. Got a great show. You know, I do tune in ahead of time to connect in with, you know, what to share, what to talk about, along with readings, which we will have our guest co-host should be joining us soon as well, Paulo. So this today, as I was tuning in, I was getting a lot about rhythm and sense where really in that age of the soul, really where it is about soul expression or self-expression. It's so important for all of us to really be connected to our own internal timing and our own inner rhythm. And that's going to be even more and more important as 2012 and beyond unfolds, which really we have this collective energy shift that happened end of September, October. So I don't know if any of you are feeling it. If you'd like to chat, let me know. You can call in at 347-539-5122 or put your input in the chat room, the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. If you signed up for BTR, of course, you can just do that. And if you haven't and you're listening as a guest, you just need to register. So, yeah. Great guest today. Martin Zucker, the author of Earthing. So we're going to connect in with him about what earthing is, how to do it, how it helps. To me, it's really about reconnecting. One of the things I've been getting from the guides is because we are electromagnetic beings, and what I was saying earlier about connecting into our own timing, water, drinking a lot of water, especially more alkaline water and oxygenated water. Most health food stores have little drops you can put in, but also breath work. That's why I played Breathe by Urban Myth Club earlier at the top of the program. Anything right now that's getting more oxygen in and really getting that circulation going, yoga, fresh air, sea air, mountain air, trees, being around trees or plants, breathing more deeply, doing some wonderful cleansing breaths, breath of fire if you want to really change it up, alternate nostril breathing, any back bends, forward bends, and then do a nice, you know, child's pose, asana, to kind of really, you know, anchor it in a relaxed way. You're going to hear a lot coming up in 2012 about alignment, attunement, aligning and attuning, because we are vibratory beings, so we really are getting tuned up. I see Paulo here. Aloha, Aloha. Paulo.
Aloha, me.
Hey. So you heard, and we will be getting to calls for readings and chat, the number 347-539-5122, and of course we have Paulo Dioro joining us from Maui. Some of you know him as Maui Shaman, and also some of you know him as a wonderful healer, reader, and also jewelry designer, different forms of jewelry and specializing in beading. So if you have questions for Paulo, you can... Huh?
And,
go ahead.
And my website, I'll have a website up next week, all you listeners.
Oh, goody. I've been a nudge about that.
It's coming in.
Oh, good. A lot of people asking how to get to you. You can always email awakenings@selfandlight.com for, you know, to get a hold of people, but he didn't have a website, so I did have some. I said, well, he's got his own email, paulo@planetproperties.com. But people want to see the visual.
Yes.
Yeah. So I spent a little time yesterday on small business, big idea. Yes, and doing a 2012 update. Which, Paulo, I believe you and I will be resuming that at the end of the month. I don't know if it's the 28th or 24th, but some date coming up this month. There's so many updates, so much to forecast on a astrological level, on a environment, everything across the board. Anyway, last night they called and I'd been doing guide work. I'd just come out of session. And I got a wonderful email from a client, a friend of mine, Risa, saying they're working with the angelic realm and the angels. And I said, yes, I just was at a session with the angels doing some healing work. And so when they called, I was like so dialed in. I was like a little, the ever ready battery. It was like divine downloads, boom, 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 boom. And then they were like, David is the host, David Cohen, says, whoa, we're way over time. Well, we got to go. And I was like, what? Now? We just got started. So I feel like that energy is carrying over a little bit. So if anybody notices, how many out there are finding a new rhythm, which is really your rhythm? Anybody experiencing that? I definitely am.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah.
Totally what is night and what is day has totally changed.
Yes, yes.
Time doesn't seem to matter anymore. You seem to hook into these windows and things happen and then they stop.
right. But that's the Aquarian. I know, but Paulo, that's that Uranian energy. See, we're so trained, on a societal level, that to expect the same thing to happen all the time, and we get attached, like, oh, I have a lot of energy, you're attached to that. I'm depressed, you get attached to that. Certain foods, you get attached. Oh, no, I'm a vegan, I'm a vegetarian. Oh, no, only meat and potatoes. Oh, no, I only wear blue, or I only wear white. And then when your soul is pushing through saying, boring, done with that, let's do something new, let's change it up. People that are very stuck in the, formed ego, not the personality, but the extension of the soul, but say, oh, that's not me. I can't do that. That's not me. But you know what I realized? We never know who we are, because if you're not living in the moment and unfolding, you're a surprise to yourself.
That's a good one.
I know. I just love it.
I just really identify with that. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. We're
right.
Up for surprises.
I look in the mirror and I go, "Who is that?" I don't. Most of my life, I'm not even aware who's looking back at me.
Yeah. Yes. So we're in this constant unfolding, and we're going to have to. The idea, which reminds me, I have to. I hate to shamelessly plug my course, but I really do love it. But my daily own course, Navigate.
Oh, plug.
Yes. Your greatest soul shift. I'm going to put it in.
Because
it is the greatest soul shift.
Any avenue to reach you and your wisdom is really apropos right now. Need to share the avenues.
Thank you. Well, what reminded me, I was talking to a client and a friend, she's a wonderful astrologer, and she kept saying navigate. I keep wanting to use that word navigate, because we're having to navigate this energy, navigate these new patterns emerging, this new consciousness. And I said, yeah, that's what the course is called, Navigate Your Greatest Soul. She said, oh, my God, that's right. But I thought, yeah, we are having to navigate it. It's really like boring, rowing a boat. It could be like surfing. It could be like swimming. But, we are those tides, and we have our own individual tides that connect with the universal tides. But we're also having to swim through it or make our way through it. And I think if people can remember that, they won't get stuck in these hard, fast rules. That just are not going to be applying. That's all I got to say. Not going to be applying. Believe me, I used to be a teacher. I have so many courses, the CDs, the books. I like systems, and I think they're great, and we need foundation, and we need tools, but I feel that those things help you get into you, right? Paulo, would you agree? They're not the end all be all.
Well, it's interesting. The one thing I learned in school or any type of learning thing is you get into it so you can understand it to break out of it. And one of the classes I had was classical music. And the teacher encouraged, she said, I want you to learn this so that you can get beyond that and experience your own and interpret in your own. And this is kind of applicable to the energies now, is that you've got to take your basis of who you are, whatever you think you are, but allow yourself to let go of those and re-identify and reconnect. And there's a wonderful city in Brazil, and the metaphor for this city is communication. And he took this city, it was a typical city with streets and cars, and he changed it by color. He put color all over the streets, red, green, yellow, and he created these round circular tubes where a bus would spin to a new color. And this has like been the most improved city green-wise. It became the greenest city because of the pollution. It used to be the most polluted, and now it's the most pure. So if you think about this as a metaphor, that it has this ability to switch. And I think about this all the time, like I'm in the center of something, and I'm switching, I'm tripping, I'm looking at a different facet, and it's a different energy. And you do. It's not saying you have to go with that, but allow yourself to be aware that this is a possibility.
You know, Paula, when you mentioned about the school, and it reminds me of, the musicians that I've known over the years and all levels, even some, you know, household name ones that people would know. And they all said in their, the ones that were trained or classically trained, or jazz musicians, or even some that are rockers, hardcore rockers that had that kind of background, they all said, just what you said, they all said that we learn the technique to then get beyond that and to find our, you know, in a way, unmapped road. You know, the technique, the tools are to bring us to the uncharted, you know, navigate through those uncharted waters to find, as you said, the new level, the new awareness, the new unfolding. So I really suggest to people really find the tools, the ways that are more about connecting into you or your rhythm and in a way that you're able to not only watch, but really be a part of your unfolding. You know, I had someone ask me a while ago, and I'm not opposed to it. I will if people ask me questions, but things, you know, kind of what's, background information of what's happening, you know, planetarily or universally, you know, with the whole consciousness expanding and the opposition of that, which some people might call conspiracy theory, and I don't really call it that. But anyway, but you know, and I asked my guide, should I be putting out information like this? And they said, but how is that going to help anybody? My guides are so practical. And they said, the way that you can help people the most is giving them the tools so they can know where to be and what to do and who to trust and what to trust, so that people can have the information, have basically update or a heads up of what's coming up in the unfolding or a direction they need to go in, but ultimately that they are understanding their own map. They're able to read their own map. And I love that. It was really quite profound. I was like, wow, okay, that makes sense. All right. Yeah, so should we get to some callers?
Oh, I think that would be fun.
Okay. Oh, Paulo, I love connecting with everyone. I'll tell you, that's and it's great. So we had some.
You are connected to everyone. That is.
We all are. We are. Has anybody?
I know.
Sometimes
you gotta go.
I do travel. I do time travel. I do come and say hello. Might see
when
my little face in
New York. I set up a chair, and I have my wine and my magazines, and I would come home and I'd take the phone completely off the hook and think I was disengaging from all of the stuff of New York at the time. And every time I did that, the amount of energy that created, there was knocks on the door, there was an ambulance outside, it was just like the cacophony of sound raised, and I realized, oh, you cannot disengage from this. And that's how I feel about this whole universe. You know, when something's happening on this planet, we feel it, we get it, we now get it either through the cyber, or we get it in media. And we're all so connected to this planet, and we're all so fragile. And that's an interesting part, is to understand that we are fragile beings, and be kind. I think be kind. I want to put that out there this year. Be kind to each other.
Kindness and compassion. Todd is asking a very important question, which I agree. What kind of wine? Do you remember the kind of wine?
Oh, that's really a good question. Yes, I like Francis Ford Coppola's wine, and I like any of his wines, and they're deep, and they're rich, and they're really good with a fruit. They have a fruit base, but they're not sweet.
Siren Dreams like that, too. Yeah, I like a nice, deep cab. Chili wines, let's see. Yeah, I've been kind of, it's nice. Nothing
I'm
too
Italian,
sugary.
So I head for the rich red, you know.
Yep, me too. With my Spanish blood. Olé!
Yes. A good sangria is good one now and then.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing too, brings it into that connecting food. You know, connecting through food, really important.
That is
just
reflective of what's
the whole
happening
idea
because,
of connection.
You know, these restaurants in my day were, you had Italian, you had French, you had English, you had, you know, very, very certain cuisines. But now you've got, Chinese, Cuban, you've got, it's all meshed together now.
And you got to have the right, I don't know, if I'm having Thai food, if I'm going to have something, it has to be Thai beer, whatever.
Yeah.
Harley Head is pretty good, easy on the wallet. Now we've got this going. All right, so let me reconnect in, and let's get to a first caller, 803-231. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Blair.
Blair, hi. Did you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I had a question. I have this blog, and it's geared towards, like, art, photography, and music, and I've been doing it for a few years, and I kind of have a love-hate relationship because I don't know, like, can I expand and grow and, I don't know, make money off of this? It's a hobby, but I don't know. I really don't know what I'm trying to ask, but I guess I'm just trying to figure out what should I do with this blog that I have. I don't know.
Well, I hear two things. I hear the form to make it focus on what just for the now or start focusing on one part that really gives you joy and think of what do you want people to know, what do you want people to see, what do you want to relay.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing, Blair, when you were talking, I kept hearing a book, and it may be even like a picture book. You said photography, okay.
Right?
Right. And I get short writings with you. I don't know if it's poems or descriptions or affirmations or something. Blairisms, I don't know. Something in Blair's world, what you see. But I feel that needs to be, if you do that and couple it with the blog, it will really start taking off. I feel do you feel a strong shift with her, Paulo? I'm feeling a really strong shift
with
your work.
I feel
what
she
is that?
Needs to attune to color. Perhaps tuning to blues and the browns and ground yourself in this blog. In other words, where Michelle says, create and get in touch with your passion is good, but also ground yourself. Really get the level that you want things to express a certain way, because I really feel you have a certain way about you, a certain style, a certain way you live. And if you can communicate that to others, that will catch on, because most people, they're there in the blog world is kind of a, you're branding yourself. You're kind of creating this energy about who you are. And I feel you're really clear about certain things and have a real style, and I would like to see you share that. And I see that that's going to be a shift for your, and could be going into a book. But you need to stylize yourself, if I'm understanding.
Does that make sense, Blair?
Yes, it does. A whole lot of sense. Wow.
Okay. Good. Yeah, because you've got it. You've got it. But, stylize, anchor, pull it together.
Right.
You know. That's, by the way, for every... Thanks, Blair. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
That's, by the way, for everyone right now. You're going to find... I would say 2012 and into actually... feel more of it towards the end of the year and into 2013, but that's putting your gifts, your way of seeing or doing things out there more, packaging it, putting it in form. You know, the form holds the new consciousness. Ooh, here we go. 818-421. Yeah, that wasn't me, that was the guys. Let's see.
Whatever.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. 818-421. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi.
Hey.
It's Sadie.
Hi, Sadie. Great to see
you.
Hi. I can't wait to hear you.
Sadie, married lady.
Hi, Paula.
Hello.
I've been wanting to call in for a while. Just today is working out to do so. I was calling just because I have been feeling really different in the last couple weeks. And I don't know what I need to focus on next. And I feel I get myself going in so many different directions that I feel like I actually don't get anywhere. So I don't know if there's something that comes up in particular, or because anytime I ask you this, you always tell me to do everything. And I'm hoping maybe I can
narrow it down.
You're not in the position to judge what is happening with you right now. You're in an incubation. You're coming out of an incubation energy. And so these last 2 weeks, and even I go into the last month, has been a lot of stomach, you know, a lot of chewing. I know there's a word for that. Kind of redistributing energy that you're being received. And so that's kind of like what you're doing. Your body is kind of like altering and changing to receive this new information. So it's really important that you stay out of the judgment of what that is and allow that to go through. Because I feel you're very, very powerful, but it's you that always puts the stop on things. You get so much involved that you stop the energy. And because you're orchestrating it. You're like orchestrating it, but there's no orchestra there. And you're going, oh, what do you mean there's no orchestra here? And you, and then the drapes open, and then the music begins, but there's still no orchestra. And it's kind of like, and then you go off on these tangents of how you need to create where this orchestra went. It's almost like a mystery. And so you go through life looking, trying to put that together. And I feel right now it's not putting it together. You are together. Just let it reform itself into a place that will become identifiable to yourself. It will.
Okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I agree. It's just doing you, all of you, and you're developing a new philosophy. See, when we wanna focus on one thing, that's the left brain kicking in, that part of us, and that has its place, but let it happen naturally. You'll naturally start synthesizing things this year, because this year, probably about midpoint, for some of you, May, June, the next gateway. I know I've been doing a lot of different things. People, you know, you can look at my website, people that know me, you know, over the years. I'm just now getting the message of where to trim and pull in and what to bring into the focus. So remember, the soul does not, it likes variation.
Okay.
If it's like a little minor, if it finds something that it really wants to only dive into, that it will do that. But I agree wholeheartedly with Paula. It's about you accepting you, and that you have a lot of gifts and abilities. So enjoy it for the sake of creation.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
no,
honey,
I
you have
feel...
a really beautiful ability of love. You really have a beautiful loving energy around you. And that's carried you through. I think it's coming somewhat from a spirit around, like a father spirit around you. And know that you're being guided. Even though you don't think you are, you are. And you're connected to all incredible people, and you always have been. So just know that this is going to be a very, very unfolding and opening. Your flower is going to fully open this year. And that's something I hear, too, is you need to let go of that. There's a saying in your head that I'm not good enough. I'm not, this is not enough. This is not enough. Yes, it is enough. And let it be.
Okay.
And your thing, and then
you are enough.
We'll move on. Your thing is to get, we said form holds a new consciousness. This is for Sadie and this is for everyone. It's getting what you do in form and getting it out there, wherever that out there is. Is it a website? Is it a blog? Is it a painting, pottery? Is it your services as a virtual assistant or a musician or a producer? Whatever it is, a healer, it's getting it out there and letting people know what you do. So those of you that are, this year is really about stepping into your soul gifts and your soul purpose. So it's putting things in form, meaning getting it into people's hands. So what are those openings that are happening to get your goodies into people's hands, into stores? You know, is it a philosophy for some people, your message, whatever it is, what can you do so people can see it or hear it, touch it, feel it, etc., smell it, whatever.
Okay.
Great.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, such a good point. 661-332. Welcome to Awakening.
Hello.
Hello, 661-332. You're on air.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Tom.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. Did you have a question or a comment?
Tom.
Hi, Tom. Hi.
Charles. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Maybe call back in. We've got to go. That's not a good connection there. Call back in. And also, Blair, we had, if you put your, if you're still listening either in the chat or phone, we've had some people in the chat room, Sacred Space of Empowerment, ask you to please put your blog link so they can find you. Hi, 267-586. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, hello. Happy New Year to Michelle and Paolo. How are you?
Hi. Happy New Year.
That's wonderful. Happy New Year.
Hi, Todd.
It's so good
to connect
to,
with you.
Absolutely. It's been about a year and a half for me, and I really, to this day, still enjoy this station. And it looks like we have 31 users. That's amazing. I just wanted to, get to hear what your perception of this new year may be for me, or what your guides may have to say for what may be happening for me for this new year, or...
Yes.
I feel right away you're involved in the shaping and reshaping this year also, Todd, that you're coming into a fulfillment of seeing yourself in a different way, and so that others will see yourself in a different way. And I don't think you're really familiar about this perception of how people are going to see you. You've been holding a space for now of a certain way, but this one, you're going to let go of it this year. This year is to let go of it and let it really grow on its own, because you've created the seeds, you've planted it, you've watered it, you've done everything, you've given it all the love, and just let that garden grow for you. And I feel also that that's going to put you into a shifting of where you're going to be moving around, and it's going to be reaching more people. So there's a bigger piece of the pie this year for you. Allow yourself to grow with that as it grows.
Fantastic, yes. Oh, wow. Okay, as for, I'm trying to figure out also for being that I'm a Gemini, it just seems that with the complete opposite of like this month previous, a lot of stuff has been happening, like my parents divorcing and a whole lot of chaos in my life. I'm just trying to find out if this is all part of that shift and trying to see if I need to work on anything or better myself in any way. I just feel like I'm on the right path. I just feel like there's a lot of barriers to that as well.
So what I get with that, Todd, is the disruptions in relationship is helping disrupt patterns and expectations, and as Paulo said, how you view yourself. You know, when we are in certain types of relationships, family relationships, you know, for a long time, could be business, whatever, we tend to see ourselves in that relationship in a certain way. And that goes for a while. We have a predominant role. They see us a certain way. We see them a certain way. We fit in a certain way. They fit in a certain way. And you're really, that's being remorphed for you. I feel to release energy. To focus, it's showing me on your plans and your projects, you are going to be moving into a deep level of releasing the past philosophies, ideas, perceptions, even working, I feel like, with forgiveness. And because a new root is coming in for you, yeah.
Wow, that's very powerful.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Not only a new root, it is the base of your who you're, you know, like all of this energy we're talking about is your soul is finally giving its own speech. And as your soul begins to interact with you, you're going to find this rhythm, this lifestyle, this whole thing will align with what your soul intention is. And I feel that's going to be this really strong, centered, almost like a tree, you know, where the roots will reach out, because you're Gemini, you reach out everywhere, but you'll have this strong, centered tree. And I don't think you've had that in your equation. You've always, as Michelle said, you've identified through other relationships, whether it be career or whether it be relationships of people.
Right.
This is the planet of relationships. It's the relationship theory here. But if you don't have your own main tree, you can get on you can get on Mr. Toad's ride and continue to react and reflect and try to make better and be the, you know, a service to others. But if you don't have your own tree, it's kind of a difficult journey in that way.
Yeah.
I feel your own tree is coming in. You're coming into the life of that tree. It's there. You're just going to occupy it.
That's very powerful. I've been doing a lot of finding out of who I am and a lot of researching in so many different aspects of astrology, metaphysics, and a whole bunch of religions. And I feel like you both are very absolutely right about this. It's time to really make that thing happen all the way. That's very powerful. Thank you so much, and I appreciate that. Happy New Year to the both of you again.
Happy New Year. Blessings.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, did we answer 661-332?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Charles.
I'm not sure.
Can you hear me?
Charles? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I don't know what happened earlier. I have a friend that I've been really close with, and she's been helping me with my music and website and stuff, and I haven't heard from her in 5 days, and I've been really worried. I'm hoping she's alive. I haven't, you know, and I was seeing if you could tune in on that, figure out if it's that or if she's going through some other problem. She just got rid of an addiction, and
okay.
I know she's going through a lot.
It feels like that. Is there a ex around her?
Huh?
I feel a lot of drama in relationships.
Yeah, she was having drama with her child's father.
Okay, that's what I feel. That's a big thing right now with her. Gosh, I hope she gets through this addiction thing, because I feel a lot of emotional drama and something around an ex that I feel is really pulling her. It's stopping her from her own creativity. Yeah, that, let's see what we should do about it. Well, you help transform her, but I also feel she hides a bit of what she's going through or doing from you. All you can do is keep reaching out and then move on to your own stuff and get support with like-minded individuals. But it says keep touching in, keep connecting in.
Is she okay? Is she alive?
Well, really I don't feel worried. I don't feel her energy crossing over, but I do feel I do feel drama. It could be physical. I definitely emotional abuse.
Okay.
There could be some physical, and it is showing a male around her, an ex. That's the first thing I heard. The ex, you know, boyfriend, husband, something.
Yeah.
Ex is in the picture. So I feel more.
Yeah, I know that was one of the things that she was going through. Really tough.
Okay.
I'm also getting that she might have checked herself in for help.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
You know?
Yeah, I'm just...
I feel like her world is closing in on her, and I think she's, you know, the bottom line is she knows... She's a smart woman. This is not a person who's doing this unconsciously. She's a very, very smart woman. But when it comes to her, her addictions, her passions are very strong, and her love for people is very strong. And so it just destroys her. It just emaciates her. So I think she's really kind of thought about or will be doing that or checking in or reaching out for some help.
Yeah.
Okay.
So keep connecting with her.
Okay. Yeah, she said something really weird when I saw her, or the last time I saw her. She was talking about me and my music and how I was gonna leave a certain group or crowd, and it's like I don't know how true that is, but
very true. That's why I said find like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
We're always focus on the spiritual connection. We're always connected spiritually on a soul level. However, sometimes on the mundane plane, the earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
The everyday plane, people are not a match. It doesn't necessarily mean that we don't love them or care for them. However, we got a whole different gig on this dimension of expressing our soul gifts. So if there's too much drama and trauma, unless you're meant to work in that, some people are meant to work in that. But if you're getting nudged by the subtle energy into a new direction, every level, relationships are form. It's energy and form. You know, it's beings in form. So, as you're going into different worlds and different ways of expressing, you are going to be connecting not only with different environments, different experiences, but different people.
Do you know what
you know,
it is
what
that
it,
I'm going to connect? Do you know what it is that I'm going to do next? Is it really that drastic? I don't think it would... I mean... I really don't know.
Well,
changing what I do. So, I mean, I can understand it on that level, but, like, yeah.
Well,
I really
you're fighting. You, I feel for you, you've got to be less in the head and more in the moment and the unfolding.
Yeah.
And see where you're being guided and directed and follow that. You know, focus on the qualities of the situation, qualities of people, qualities of your life experience, and the form will follow. And that'll keep you out of the head, and it'll keep you not fearing leaving people or situations from the past, you know, because
okay.
We never leave anybody, really. You know, we extend in a different direction. But this is for everyone. You know, in my work, my inner plane work is my counseling, therapy work. The number one thing that I found in all the thousands of people that I have worked with that holds people back, and people say it's fear of success. No, that's not what I found. It's fear of not having the connection or the bond, whether it's family connection, family members won't like me anymore, or won't fit in, or I won't be like them. If you really do repatterning work, really get down to the root of it, it's about love, a fear of losing the love. Either those that we love are going away or we're going away and we're not going to have that same love or connection, either from the people we're around now, friends and family, colleagues, or where we're going. So if everybody, you know, especially in 2012, as we're really extending out our soul gifts and playing in new arenas, if you can connect in the, you know, ascension meditation, focus meditation, alignment meditation, it's either on my website or, I don't know, it's floating out there somewhere, or it's also on iTunes, that will help you connect in spiritually beyond the mundane plane. It'll help you connect in through the higher self, connecting into everything and everyone etherically. But it's Paulo said earlier, what did you say? It's about relationships. You know, people get panicked that if I change or I go in a different direction, I'm going to lose that connection. And what is connection? I'm going to lose the love. Somehow, it's not going to be
and
there.
Actually physically holding the energy of that space. And I've met many, many people that, because of all of the of how they run things, they have a power that people want to keep them at that powerful place.
Yeah.
They're afraid
yeah.
if that changes,
yeah.
they have to change.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
that's a lot of the, yes, the base is love, but it's also about occupying that space of who we are. We are undefinable, as she said. We're,
yeah.
Michelle said, we're a surprise. So for others to look upon us as, oh, you have this hat, oh, you have that, that is a concentrated energy that's upon you. And if I have been in the public eye, Michelle has been in the public eye, and that's one of the important consciousnesses about energy. How is it perceived, and how are we dancing through it? And I feel that it's time for us to allow people to have these perceptions, but not we don't necessarily have to identify with that.
Yeah. Oh, beautifully put, Paulo. Yeah. We don't. It's all about, yeah, love in various forms. I love that. We don't have to identify, because that holds you in that mental image picture. And don't get used to those, because those change over time. Charles, thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks, Paulo.
Thank you.
Beautiful. We've got time for one more, maybe. Let's see.
Okay.
I know we've been zipping a lot. We get a little verbose. Hi, 401-43. Oh, can't help it. We got somehow that's 401-439. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, this is Kim.
Candace, hi Candace.
No, it's Kim.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, Kim. Hi, Kim. Hey,
hi.
Kim. Hi.
Oh, man. I'm so happy to connect with you both. What's been coming up for me lately is I feel like it's time for me to really switch over and do more energy work, like, all the time. And I'm wondering what you're getting on that.
Hmm.
I feel that's a correct feeling, but I also feel at the same time that you're in a place that's still making some maneuverings for that transition to happen. And I believe that if you allow yourself to fully sink into the energies that you're with, that you're not never disconnected from that. So it's going to be Michelle was just saying about reconnecting that inner spirituality. Reconnect that inner spirituality. Look at that as a journey into your fully connected self as energy. Because you really have to do that. And I really feel that that's going to be such an incredible a resonance from there. There'll be echoes from that that will resonate you into a, if you want to say, larger perspective of energy. Grabbing a larger piece of the energy means inhaling and breathing in more life. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. You're another one. I feel, yes, working more energetically, but also putting it in form. And I also feel around you writing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you both so much. Thank you.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Great to connect with you, Kim.
Too.
Get those manuals, those books out. A writer there. Okay, we've got Hello, 360402. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Welcome.
How are you, Michelle and Paulo?
Great. How are you, Victoria? What's your question?
Well, I'm doing good. My question is, I'm at work, and so I haven't really heard the beginning of the program, but I'm just having a lot of feelings of just being so tired and so weighed down, and wondered if other people are feeling this and if it's just part of the energy that's going on right now.
It's been really knocking me out. I have just, you know, I look at it and go, you know, my whole body just says, oh, it's time to go to bed, no matter what time it is. And I'm going, oh, gosh, okay. And I really, when I get to that bed, I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm glad I'm here. So you have to let go, as we were saying earlier on the show, is you let go of these ideas of, okay, I put my 9-to-5 in. No. If it's time, listen to your body. It's important for you to really listen to your body. And because you tend to get in your head and tend to overrule your body. So I believe your body's speaking up. It's getting into the rhythms with your natural rhythms. Allow yourself to go to bed. Allow it, because really time is an illusion. And just allow that nurturing. This is what I'm hearing on from your soul level, is that you need to really nurture yourself at this time. Whether that means they're going to be a busy pattern in the future, or you come from a busy pattern of energy, you're in this place to nurture. Nurture yourself fully and be wonderful to yourself. Give yourself gifts. Give yourself surprise gifts. Give yourself, surround yourself with people that make you feel alive and happy. And that's an important time now for that nurturing. Because I think the next level for you, you're going to be on again and you're going to be in it again.
I'm going to be what?
Yeah.
You're going to be moving again. You know, you're used to moving.
Yeah.
Victoria, if you have a chance, listen later in the archives, because this I was sharing about us attuning to our own natural rhythms, and that just may not be what you either used to do or what mainstream consciousness is saying, or society, or, you know, colleagues or bosses or family. 2012 is a lot about attuning to your own inner rhythm, your own inner timing. And so you might need more sleep sometimes and sometimes less sleep. So it's really attuning to that and following that. Okay? Thanks
for
calling
in. Yes. Thank you so much.
Bye. Okay, so those of you, if you next week, always 12 to 12:45, we do answer questions, call in, have readings, and then the second half of the program, we have discussions, conversations with our awakened guests. Thought a lot about this guest. I'm really kind of excited because I don't know much. I think I know on an intuitive level what this focus is about, but not what I want to call theoretical or research level of this. Got this person from one of our wonderful listeners, Chris, suggested this guest. And it seems like, you know, throughout history and civilizations around the world, we've always connected to the earth. We've described this energy as an earth energy, and it's been described in many different ways, connecting to the earth, anchoring to the earth, grounding to the earth. And it really seems that our modern lifestyle has increasingly disconnected us from this energy. In a sense, we're kind of insulated. And our guest, Martin Zucker, is one of the co-authors of the book Earthing. He's also written extensively on natural healing, fitness, and alternative medicine for more than 30 years. He's co-authored and ghostwritten more than a dozen books during that time. Of course, his latest is Earthing, which we're going to be talking to him about. And he has also written for major publications. He's also a former Associated Press foreign correspondent who's also worked in Europe and the Middle East. Welcome to the program, Martin Zucker.
Yeah, hi, Michelle.
Hello, Martin.
Hi.
Hey, great to connect with you.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes. Well, you can't. A guest suggestion, and we always listen to our listeners suggesting. And I was quite intrigued because first when he asked, have I heard of it? I said, orphing, yeah, of course, you know, and walking on the sand and grounding and being in nature. And then as I delved a bit deeper into your, you know, website and such, I found, wow, there's really research also behind this, scientific research. And those of you that are listening, if you want to go earthinginstitute.net, you can have a visual while we're talking as well. Martin, how did you happen upon this? This whole idea. First of all, what is earthing, and how did you arrive to this?
Well, earthing is earthing involves coupling your body. That is, connecting your body or reconnecting your body to the natural, eternal, and gentle surface energy on the earth. Mother Earth is endowed with very subtle, natural, gentle, fluctuating energies that are stronger during the day and weaker at night. And throughout time, humans have walked barefoot outside, and they have obtained this energy. We are, you and I, all humans, all animals, all plants, are bioelectrical entities, and we conduct the energy from the earth. The energy from the earth nurtures us, it energizes us, and in recent times we've disconnected ourselves from this energy. We wear plastic and rubber-soled shoes, which insulate us from this energy, and we don't sleep on the ground as we used to. Now, earthing is not about getting people to go and sleep on the ground, and most people will not venture forth outside barefoot. I mean, some may, but most people won't, at least in our so-called developed world. So a number of innovative conductive devices have been developed that allow you to receive the energy from the earth outside while you're inside, sleeping, working, relaxing. These are sheets, conductive sheets and mats, bands that are connected to the earth in a very simple way. I'll explain in a minute. And they allow you to receive the energy from the earth and benefit from this energy while you're inside. And the research has shown that this energy from the earth does a number of fascinating, intriguing, and very beneficial things. The research shows that this energy reduces inflammation. And as you well know, inflammation is now being considered or now being regarded by most medical researchers as the bad boy of modern diseases. Everything from cardiovascular to disease to cancer to diabetes to Alzheimer's, autoimmune disorders, you name them, inflammation is at the core of that. And what earthing does, the energy from the earth, what it does is that it brings a negative charge into your body, and the negative charge are free electrons that are omnipresent on the surface of the earth. They're put there by solar radiation and by lightning strikes, and it gives the surface of the earth a negative charge, electrically speaking. And so these negatively charged electrons come into the body when you make contact with the earth, barefoot contact with the earth outside, or you sleep, work, or relax indoors on one of these sheets or mats, and you get this negative energy coming into your body, and the negative energy offsets, neutralizes the positively charged free radicals that are at the core of rampant, runaway inflammation. So if you get the picture, negative charge comes into the body like the cavalry to the rescue, snuffs out the positively charged free electrons, reduces inflammation. That's one of the concepts. Another part of the earthing concept is that when you're in barefoot contact with the earth, or you're sleeping, working, relaxing, connected to one of these earthing systems inside your house or office, your body is receiving these natural frequencies from the earth, and they harmonize the electrical system inside your body. Keep in mind that we are bioelectrical beings. All your cells, all your systems work electrically. Your brain, your heart, your muscles, everything works electrically. And if you're not in sync with the natural biorhythms, the natural electrical rhythms of your most proximal environment, that is the earth, then you're not getting this nurturing energy, this nurturing signal that we believe, that the research suggests, orders and orchestrates your nervous system, your biological rhythms. And we know from our studies that when people are grounded or earthed, we'll use that term synonymously, when you're connected to the earth, that there's an immediate shift in your nervous system from stressed sympathetic mode. The sympathetic nervous system is part of your autonomic nervous system. The other part of your autonomic nervous system is your parasympathetic mode branch, and that is where the calming effect takes place. So you get a shift immediately, the research shows, from sympathetic stress overdrive to a more calming parasympathetic.
Just let me back up a little bit here, Martin. Does it bring, and we co-host Paulo, if you jump in, you want to. Let me ask you, does it bring balance? Is it balancing out our energy? Is it helping us become also more magnetic?
Magnetism.
And not overly electric?
No, magnetism doesn't have anything to do with this. I'm talking about basically the electrical, the gentle electrical charge.
Pulse, okay. The pulse, we call the pulse of the hum of the universe. So how is this different or similar than, let's say, walking, which I love, walking barefoot on the sandy beach, that's something I just love to do, or even in grass. How is it different or similar to being in nature and actually walking, let's say, on sand or dirt or grass?
It's the same thing. It's the basically being inside your house or office connected to one of these conductive systems is the equivalent. It's a barefoot substitute. As I said, most people aren't going to go outside barefoot. And those that do, as you suggest, to maybe walk along the water's edge on the beach, or walk on dewy grass in the morning, you may feel some tingling. You may feel some warmth in your feet and that work up into your legs. That what you're experiencing is the energy, the gentle electric energy from Mother Earth. It's natural. It's been there eternally. We have disconnected with it. And a moment ago, I heard you and your other guests talking about, you know, reconnecting with your natural inner rhythms.
Yes.
And what our research is suggesting is that people have a hard time doing that because they're out of sync, they're out of touch with the most natural purveyor of our electrical stability, which is Mother Earth. And by being in contact, reconnecting with Mother Earth, your body is able to function more naturally. The electrical you, so to speak, you, the electrical person, and all and your trillions of cells that operate at certain frequencies have evolved with this natural energy omnipresent on the surface of the earth. And by being disconnected from it, we suggest, may be an overlooked reason, a missing link for so much chronic illness, and why people can't sleep at night, and why they have no energy, and why they're so sick, and biological rhythms being out of sync. We're suggesting that this is something that belongs in the health equation, along with eating better food, getting plenty of physical activity, drinking good water, reducing stress, all those good things that you talk about. We believe that getting reconnected to the earth needs to be considered as another way to feel better.
Definitely something to add in. Now, we've got a question in the chat, and also if any of listeners have a question for our guest, Martin Zucker, in regards to earthing, the number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad. We did have a question about, is this the energy that's so powerful in Sedona?
No.
Okay.
No. The energy I'm talking about is omnipresent, whether you're in Russia or China or Sedona, Arizona or Los Angeles, Marina del Rey, whatever, South America, it's omnipresent. And we talk about this in the book, and I really would recommend that the folks who are interested in following up here get the book. It's available in bookstores and Amazon.com. Earthing, the most important health discovery ever, and we put a question mark at the end of that. We think that it is something hugely significant and is a missing link in the whole health equation.
Okay. Now, another question, Martin, from someone in the chat room. What about, they're asking about digging your hands into the soil, earth. Would that create the same effect? Or does
sure.
it have to be, oh, it will,
no,
okay.
No. You can stand on your head, you can stand on your hands, you can stand on your bare feet, bare hands, bare head. But, you know, how long are you going to do that? We suggest a very simple experiment, and that is go out to your backyard, if you have one, or go to the beach or go to the park. Put your bare feet on the ground, walk on the ground, stand on the ground, sit. Read whatever. If you have any pain or have any stress, sit there for a half an hour or so or 40 minutes and see the difference in your pain, stress, or tension level in that time. And you're going to be mighty surprised at what happens.
I actually do that a lot, and it does work. I do that a lot.
Yes, it does work.
Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah, it
works.
It really...
Mother Earth is amazing. And when I look out my window here and I look at my garden full of weeds and dirt, I kind of laugh. I do that every time I look out there. I laugh because that ground is magical. And it is something right below, right beneath our noses, or more specifically, right beneath our feet. And it has great healing power, and it's natural. I don't know if there's anything more natural, maybe the sunlight and water and eating directly from your garden, but this is a natural, this is something that's very, very natural. It's nothing more than the natural, subtle, gentle, eternal earth energy.
I've got another question coming in. And listeners, those that are waiting in queue on the phone lines, if it is a question about earthing or something relevant to this, your experience or comments or questions, we'll be taking calls in a minute. Again, the number 347-539-5122, pressing 1 on the keypad. What can one do if they're asking about colder weather, if there's colder weather and you can't walk outside? I know you said that products.
Well, I can give you two answers to that. Yes. One of the co-author, my co-author on the earthing book is Clint Ober. Clint Ober was a pioneer in the cable television industry, and it was his discovery while sitting on a park bench in Sedona, actually in Sedona, Arizona, in 1998, where he saw people walking with flip-flops and running shoes, all plastic or rubber-soled, and he wondered if they were disconnected from the natural ground energy in the earth, which in cable television stabilizes the systems, and he wondered if that same ground had an effect on health. And that started 12 or 13 years now of research on his part, in which he has engaged biophysicists, electrophysiologists, and other researchers to look into the benefits or look into the properties of this energy from the earth. And just as the ground energy from the earth stabilizes electrical systems globally, it does the same thing for human body. It stabilizes stabilizes and normalizes the body's electrical system, so we operate more optimally, more naturally, and the effect of this is significant. People sleep better, they have more energy, they have less stress, more calmness, their biological rhythms, less PMS, less menopausal symptoms, muscle tension, headaches. We don't talk in terms of cure. We talk in terms of, based on the research and based on observations and feedback from many people, all of this is contained in the Earthing book. We say that reconnect to the earth and feel better, because this is holistic, Michelle. When that energy comes into the body, it resets your biological system from top to bottom, and so you get all kinds of wonderful benefits, multiple benefits. People start earthing because they have pain. Pain is related to inflammation. If your inflammation comes down, so does your pain level come down. You can sleep better as a result. One study that was done in 2004, published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine, found that earthing, it normalizes cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone. Abnormal cortisol levels are related to cardiovascular disease, insomnia, and a whole host of problems. So earthing helps people sleep better by, in part, normalizing their cortisol level. As I said, it also brings down their inflammation level, and inflammation is connected to pain. So it works on many fronts. That's why I use the term holistic here. This is something so very systemic, so very holistic.
Mm. We have another question in the chat. What material products would you recommend if someone was wanting to start out? Where would one start? Because you do have, I know you have the flip-flops, right? You have the flip-flops and then also that the pad or the mat you're also talking about.
What we suggest is that people read the book first, because that'll give them an overview of what earthing is all about, and also talks about the different earthing systems that were developed. The systems were developed by Clint Ober, the gentleman I spoke about a moment ago, who was involved in the cable television industry and who has now inspired more than a dozen studies. And he, because of the research, he developed a number of systems, including conductive bed sheets, conductive mats. You can, of course, sleep on the sheets. You can use the mats at your desk. I have one here as I'm speaking to you. I have my bare feet on a floor mat. I have my feet on it, so I am grounded as we speak. And you can use these at your desk. You can use them on the floor when you're relaxing, watching television. You can use, you can of course sleep on the sheets. They've been developed to conduct the Earth's energy indoors to you wherever you're at, and you connect up by these systems come with an earthing cord, which is simply a cord that you can plug into the ground port of a wall outlet. If your home is grounded, and most newer homes are, older homes may not be, you simply put the cord, insert it into that third hole. That's the ground port. So it doesn't, it's not running on electricity. It's simply picking up. It's simply picking up. Yeah, you can't be electrocuted by this.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, the ground energy that stabilizes the your electrical system in your house is stabilized by the ground energy. We call it here in the United States, we call it the ground. In other places, they call it earth. Other places, and it stabilizes your electrical system. And it also, as it turns out, it's the very same energy that stabilizes your own body electrical system, and which we have evolved on, but which we're disconnected. We've disconnected ourselves.
Okay, good point there about that disconnection. Another couple of questions. The first one is, again, in the chat room. A person bought these products for Christmas because I swear by them, really love them, and her daughter just found out she's expecting and is hesitant to use hers. Could you ask about this?
We've done no studies on pregnancy. There's obviously a zillion studies that can be done, and it's just a matter of getting to them. No study to date done on pregnancy. We do have in our book a chapter on earthing and women's issues, and in there I have several basically you call them testimonials from women who had very positive experiences with earthing. They sailed through their earthing. They produced robust babies, and the birthing process was robust, very strong. And they produced healthy babies, and we have had no negative feedback. But as I said, no studies have been done on that.
Okay, good. Okay, we're going to go to our phone line, 951-760. Did you have a question?
I'm just listening. Thank you.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, well. We have people online. If you don't want to be on air and you're just listening, that's great. Do me a favor, though, and unclick press 1 to unclick, because it looks like you're in queue. Let's see another.
Can I continue just one more thing that I just as an observation about the pregnancy?
Yes.
I personally have heard of three stories where women were unable to conceive, and I was informed that these were women in their 40s, and I was informed that they were able to conceive after they started earthing. And all we can say is that earthing normalizes biorhythms, and where the exact effect is inside the body here, I don't know, but there's at least three cases that I'm aware of where women unable to conceive did conceive after after earthing.
Okay. I'm going to have to tweet that because I've people that I work with for, you know, as colleagues with in regards to fertility and conscious parenting, conscious birthing, and that kind of stuff. So thank you for letting
again, this is totally testimonial, anecdotal. I have the details on page 191 in the earthing book, and it would be great to be able to do a study there.
Wow. Well, I'm all about testimonials. I'm all about anecdotal, you know, feedback, because to me that's just as valid. Okay, we have another question. Why isn't the electromagnetic field included in this? Isn't this important also in earthing?
We're just dealing with the electrical field of the earth, and it's gentle, it's natural. We're not dealing here with man-made electromagnetic fields. I will say, though, that many people are concerned about electromagnetic fields, called EMF for short, and we know, and we have the story in the book, that when you are grounded to the earth, you eliminate any EMF, any electromagnetic fields created by commercial wiring, appliances, computers, et cetera, man-made electrical equipment. Any of those electromagnetic fields that are induced on your body by wiring, by alternative current equipment and appliances, all of that is removed the instant you connect to the earth, because the earth is the biggest electrical field in your environment. It will eliminate any EMFs on your body instantly, as long as you are connected to the earth. That some people believe that their sleep difficulties are due to electromagnetic fields. They sleep, their head is next to a wall where there's wiring. There are obviously electric fields coming out of there, appliances, the television sets, lamps, clocks in their vicinity may be one reason why they're not sleeping. Of course, stress is another reason. Earthing, being connected to the ground, calms your body, normalizes cortisol, and eliminates any electromagnetic fields from your body, electric fields from your body, and all of those factors are one reason why 85 to 90% of people who start earthing sleep better.
That's wonderful to know. I've got a comment in the chat that one person that has your product, their cat loves the mats, so it's also good for animals.
Oh, yes.
Sleeps
yes.
on the mat.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard that before?
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. Cats and there's no placebo effect with cats and dogs. Any experiment you do with them, there's absolutely no believing. They just know they're there, and they're attracted to the Earth's energy because it's natural. They evolved on this. Indoor animals, animals that are able to go outdoors, naturally get grounded when they're outdoors. Indoor animals, cats, dogs, they don't have that opportunity. So when you have an earthing sheet or mat inside your house, we've had many many reports of the animals going right for it because they know instinctively that there's something that they're programmed to be in connection to the earth, to be connected to the earth. They're just programmed. It's in their wiring. Yes,
yeah,
that's
my little dog Yoshi. Boy, she if we don't get out a few times a day, she gives me that look. And I'll say, where do you want to go? And she leads me, you know, either to the beach or this trail we go on walking. And it's like and sometimes she'll just sit. Like, we need time to be here, Earth. Get out of that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And we've had a number of stories from people. In fact, our Earthing book again, and I want to just promote the book because the book has the whole story, and we also have a story on animals in there, and we did a study with dogs, and dogs who were having joint problems or energy problems or really not doing well were energized when they were reconnected to the earth. So there is indeed an animal connection here. All beings are electrical. Our bodies, before we can produce any biochemicals in our bodies, we have to create the energy to do that. And being connected to the earth in one way or the other stokes our whole metabolic and bioenergetic system. So as you said before you had me on, it's about getting your natural energy and your natural rhythms going. And here's one way to do it that's been overlooked. Get reconnected to the earth.
Yeah. I agree that alignment or tuning,
yes.
I feel like in the coming years, it's going to be not just luxury, but really needed and necessary. Because, you know, it's interesting, Martin, as you've been talking, you know, it's been fitting in with the theme of my last few days to a week, but how we're so artificially, you know, kind of pushed and prodded and moved in this direction, and we're so off kilter. We do need tools. I'm a big proponent of tools. How do we get back in that balance, that you know, balance of the Mother Earth that said that Om, you know, that sound, that primordial sound.
Absolutely, yes.
The hum of the universe, the hum
yes.
of the earth.
Absolutely.
What do you think? Why?
This is the hum of the earth. I'm talking about the hum of the earth. I'm talking about, call it whatever you want. Call it a signal. Call it an energy. Call it a direct current charge. You can call it whatever you want. It's a signal. It's energy. It's something that we humans evolved on. We evolved on the energy from the earth. We were barefoot for most of our existence, and now with the advent of rubber and plastic soles, shoes, we don't sleep on the ground anymore. We're disconnected. It's part of that whole artificiality that you're talking about. We've disconnected ourselves from nature, and we're paying a price. Why is there so much disease, chronic disease in the country? It's not because people aren't taking enough pharmaceutical drugs. It's because we've disconnected ourselves from the earth. We eat artificial food. We don't get physical exercise. We don't drink water. We drink soda pop. We don't get sunlight. We're stressed constantly. So what do you do? So we're saying that earthing is one of the remedies. It's part of the health equation.
Well, I love this starter kit. It's talking to me. it's pulsating to me. Mark, before we close, I do want to touch on, and I didn't have too much time to dive into it, so I wanted to ask you about this. The Institute, earthinginstitute.net, those of you that want to look it up, has training programs. Now, what is
Well, we're developing training programs for people. We see earthing as also a business opportunity for people who want to get involved in there. They want to make presentations and they want to sell earthing systems. We see this as an opportunity for people to get involved in something on a grassroots level, and that's ahead. The program isn't completed yet. More important at this point, we think, is for people to read the book, Earthing, the Most Important Health Discovery Ever, ? At the end. And one of my co-authors, and I hadn't talked about this, one of my co-authors, there are three of us, is Stephen Sinatra, who's a very well-known integrative cardiologist, meaning that he uses the best of both alternative and conventional medicine. And he's totally enamored of earthing, because one of our studies shows that earthing alters the electrodynamics of blood. It makes the red blood cell have a more negative charge, meaning that red blood cells will repel other red blood cells more. The blood will flow better, better circulation. These are the implications of that. And he believes that this is proven to be the case in further studies, that it has huge implications for cardiovascular disease, for diabetes, and conditions like that. So I just wanted to make that point to you.
I love it. Anything to beat the current system, to bring health into it. You know, we're creating new systems and forms that are, healthier and, more in a true, rhythm and pattern. Got another, just a comment here from a person in the chat room was saying, one more thing, my eyesight has improved a lot since I started using the bed sheet 3 months ago. Just had them tested and I'm floored. Thanks again. That's great to know. I love that.
See, there's your systemic effect. See, you get to bring this energy into the body, and let's say you have pain, and so you get a reduction in pain, you get better sleep, and your vision improves. I hear this all the time, and it's so gratifying to us to hear these stories. These kind of stories from people really inspire us and makes us feel so blessed to be ambassadors for Mother Earth. That's what we feel we are.
Oh, I love it. That's beautiful. So you're saying right now that the best thing really is start with the book so that people can know more about earthing and what its implications are. And you said you have various, I guess, in the chapters, even animals. That's great. And then if people want more information, is the best website to go to earthinginstitute.net?
Earthinginstitute.net contains the scientific information, and I have a lot of reports, earthing reports, on that website. People can look at, they can see more stories that were not in the book, that additional, since the book came out last in 2010. And if they want to buy products, they can buy the products at earthing.com. The Earthing Institute is .net. Earthinginstitute.net is more for the information and science.
Okay, I put it down. We have quite a bit of scientists that listen to the program, so I put both of them. They always want to say, what's the science behind this? So if you want the science behind earthing, go to earthinginstitute.net. If you're more interested in product information, I believe that the book is also there, as well as Amazon. That's earthing.com. If you're like me, you'll go to both to satisfy both sides of you.
The book really has it all. The book has the whole story in there, and it's a great story, Clint Ober's story, from cable television to earthing, is a beautiful story of a scientific odyssey by a non-scientist, and it's a beautiful story, and all the initial scientific research that has been done. I think the book really tells the whole story.
Wow. Well, Martin, thank you so much. I'm glad our listener, we have great listener participants in this program, and I was take a listen when they suggest someone. And I'm glad Chris, I believe it was, suggested we have you on the program, and love the book and your product. So thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule to share with us on Awakenings. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bye. And, of course, that was Martin Zucker. That he is one of the co-authors of Earthing, the most important health discovery ever, is it? Sounds like it's a good one. For more information about Earthing, you can go to earthinginstitute.net or earthinginstitute.com. Wow, I love that. Chock full of info. And we were talking about tools and attuning. I just love it. That is so, so perfect. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Mahalo, Paulo. Oh, that rhymes. Mahalo, Paulo.
Thank you, Michelle.
Was that interesting? I thought,
yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah. One more tool for the little tool chest here.
Can't
and,
have enough.
that's in my idea. Yeah, that's true. That's so true. Wonderful listener participants, thanks again for joining us on Awakenings Radio. You make Awakenings what it is. Again, for any kinds of guest suggestions, comments, questions you want answered on air, the email is awakenings@selfandlight.com. To connect with Paulo, that is paulo@planetproperties.com. And, of course, until next time, just keep shining that light of yours, and, of course, keep awake.